Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Wow, that sounds like somebody really screwed up, is what it sounds like to me. I do not know, honestly, the name of the person you just mentioned, which is hypothetical anyway. And of course, we're not talking about any specific team. So what would be the possible explanation for qualifying then? Thinking that he absolutely was not going to take it?
That's the way that it feels, that they were thinking, oh, he'll go get a 2-year or 3-year deal somewhere else.
And so now they're
stuck. No, I like this money that you guys offer me for this 1 year.
Yeah. So now they're shackled to him. Yeah.
So now they're stuck. Wow, I've seen people get fired for stuff like that. That's a big mistake.
If that's how it went down.
Yeah. Hypothetically.
Right.
Yeah, hypothetically.
I've come to the conclusion that we should try and convince Barry Rosner to come on with us once a week just for him to complain that we ask him to come on once a week.
Yeah,
it's
great. I mean, what's better, the weekly complaint, or the every once in a while complaint?
What does he have to complain about? Ironically, he'd be complaining about coming on the show.
So he gets to complain, and we get to ask him one hypothetical question that is not actually hypothetical. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, no, I like it. I mean, he's a man.
You're probably right. Like, once a quarter is probably a better choice.
Yeah,
right?
Look, as the official Barry Rosner booker of this show, let me say, it's an unpleasant experience. Okay, it is largely unpleasant. I don't recommend it for anybody. Anybody wants to take
it
over?
It.
No, I'm good. I like where I'm at with Barry. We just talk about movies and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
right?
It's just personal, no business.
Yeah, you don't have to sully your relationship by asking him to do something. It's awkward for all concerned.
I love when he's on the show. Yeah. Let's reset this whole thing, because there's a part of the show to Imanaga thing that we failed to mention. So the team declines the 3-year, $58 million option.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, right? They don't want to be in the show to business for $20 million a year. Then he declines the $16 million offer and becomes a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Cubs say, well, we want to make sure that we get something if he signs someplace else as a free agent. So we're going to offer him this qualifying offer, which pays him more than the option that he turned down for 1 year. Significantly more.
Yes. And there is this theory, and has been this theory out there, that I remember you giving voice to the other day. Lawrence, you were guessing. So, Spiegs, is it possible that they thought he was going to turn this down, and at least they'd get a little something, get a compensatory draft pick for it, and then he surprised them by accepting it? And I remember saying to you, boy, that'd be unfortunate if that was the case. And now it's out there, reported by our old friend George Offman. Shorty George, we used to call him back in the early days of The Score. Longtime Chicago sports journalist who's out of the game these days, but
he's doing his podcast and yes, loving it.
Yes, he is. And every once in a while, he will share something that he hears. And he tweeted yesterday that the Cubs were stunned that Imanaga had accepted the offer. I'm told the Cubs were stunned Imanaga accepted the qualifying offer. They expected to get a draft pick. Hampers their offseason spending plans. Hashtag Major Blunder. Salute Major Blunder. Let's all salute at this point.
Salute that man.
Yeah. So
because this does seem to be a major blunder, because Spiegs, he's getting paid $7 million more than the offer that he rejected for 1 year. So I guess you would have to look at it, if you're the Cubs and if you're looking at it strictly from an analytics standpoint, was the compensatory pick that you were going to make worth $7 million? Like, let's just start with the difference in salary. Would it have been worth the $7 million? Then you start thinking about, well, wait, there's also the other $15 million that we have to pay him for this upcoming season that maybe we weren't planning to do. So all in, it's $22 million for Shota when you thought that he had rejected 15.25.
Yeah, yeah, that math is funky. It's also the 1 year, and that was the dance of the 3 year and then the 1 year, and now the 1 year again. So you've got him at 22 for just 1 year. But I can't imagine a scenario where he's worth $22 million this year. I have a really hard time with that. His last 12 starts, he had a 5.71 ERA. They've got a lot of work to do to get him back to his level self. And the problem with it is that it precludes you from at least one other major move, theoretically.
Salute that man.
If indeed you're going to get there to where you need to go, because in terms of, like, you know, adding another starting pitcher. But first, let's say this. There's George's reporting is based on his sources, and only he knows the true credibility of his sources. A lot of us have been digging around and can't get this necessarily confirmed. It does seem to be sensible, his reporting, but I personally can't just go out and bash him for it based on George's reporting alone, but I could see how people can assume this, you know? I can.
Again, let's just go strictly from the money aspect. Isn't a one war worth about $7 million?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of the math on it?
Uh-huh.
Shota was a 1.5 war last year. He'd have to be a 3 to 3.5 war to justify it from just a war standpoint next year. And if you missed on this, like if you misread the market, like Cubs fans should rain down hellfire on the Cubs if they don't spend. Like if Shota ends up being your fifth starter, even at $22 million, okay, as long as you went to go stack the deck in the rest of this offseason and try to win. But if they kind of keep it quiet and they're like, well, we'll just run it back because we were close last year and, you know, maybe we thought this wasn't going to happen and we have to be frugal with our dollars, then this becomes a much bigger deal and someone should have to be accountable, both figuratively and literally accountable for the fact that the guy turned down your offer of $15.2 million for 1 year, and then suddenly you gave him a raise. You gave him a raise that was half of his salary that he turned down. Like, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
No, it really doesn't. It really, really doesn't. And it, look, Lawrence, I think you're right. And they're going to have to respond to this moment in some creative ways. whether they wanted him or not, and they're not going to come out and admit to that. I mean, the Brewers immediately sent out a thrilled to have you back Brandon Woodruff tweet, right? Because Brandon Woodruff was among the four people that accepted the qualifying offer. There's a lot of people out there that think the Brewers were surprised that Woodruff accepted his. There's some people out there that think the Yankees are surprised that Trent Grisham accepted his.
Oh, there's something to this fact that we've never really had people accepting qualifying offers, and then in one offseason you got four guys accept qualifying offers. That's pretty crazy.
14 out of 144 since the qualifying offer began, and then this year 4 out of 13. And there are a whole lot of think pieces out there being written about why did so many people accept the qualifying offer. I saw one today, and there's not a lot of specifics about the Cubs situation that are super well sourced, but there are there's a quote in there from another team's executive saying, I think they were surprised in that Athletic article that I read. I think they were surprised, you know? So going off that, here's what they have to do.
Okay.
Because you do the math and you put all the salary together and you put the expected salary of the arbitration guys that are still to come and you put what you think is going to be tendered for guys like Justin Steele and, you know, the possibility of Javier Assad and guys like that. You put it all together, and the fine folks at Bleacher Nation did a very nice job of doing that, and they get to $174.38 million of actual payroll as of right now, right? You've got $50 million or so that you could spend before you get to that first tier of the luxury tax. So that means maybe the Cubs could spend around $42-45 million and leave themselves a little room so they don't go over the first tier of the luxury tax for 2026. This is a year that they need to go over by plenty, and maybe even go over the second tier of the tax. And that second tier of the tax will come a little bit higher, and they'd get to, you know, maybe around $244 million, something like that. And you can still do it with one-year deals. If you want to be the team that is, you know, among the many that is going to show you that things are going to get restructured in 27 with the collective bargaining agreement and everything, and you don't want to extend, because right now all they have is Dansby Swanson post 2026, right? So go ahead and keep that the way. One-year deals and big ass, if necessary, one-year deals for a variety of targets, and go ahead and be aggressive to go out and win the damn World Series right the hell now before the entire economic house topples to the ground.
I agree that's what they should do, Spiegs. But let me offer you another scenario and get your thoughts on it. Let's say you're Tom Ricketts and your baseball people were like, yeah, we're going to offer Shota this qualifying offer, and he's going to reject it because he's probably going to sign a two-year deal with the Dodgers to be their fifth starter and make, you know, $17, $18 million a year. And then he signs it. If you're Tom, you're like, hold on. You guys just cost me $22 million on a pitcher that you didn't like at the end of the season. And now you want me to give you the money to overspend after you made a mistake. Like, I trust you guys to know better and to know the market. And now I have to bail you out with money because you guys read this thing wrong.
I can see him being very upset by that, of course. But this is the game that you're playing. And they must have had somebody who said, hey, I don't think he's going to take this deal. I really don't think he's going to take this deal. And then he goes out, because there's what? There's a period there, a few week period, where your agent is kind of allowed to shake it out and check it out. And showed his people, like, went out and I'm sure talked to a bunch of other teams on the sly and be like, you know, is he going to get a multi-year deal? Are we going to do better than this? And then they found out, no, I don't think you're going to do better than this. And then there you go. And look, they're not going to admit to it. And I don't know if they're going to admit to it to Tom necessarily if they don't have to. Like, I mean,
Tom's a lot of things. He's not dumb.
No, but maybe they'll say, look, no, this is fine for us. This is fine. This is what we thought. We believe we can fix him. You know, that's what they're going to end up saying publicly about this. Because Shota goes out and finds out there's not a longer deal out there for him, and he decides he's going to do this.
There may have been a longer deal out there for him, Speaks, but not at the dollar. Like, there may have been a two-year, $25 million. And if you're him, you're like, oh, well, I could just make 22 for one going back and taking this offer with the Cubs.
Yeah.
Like, there may have been longer deals, but maybe not more lucrative deals for Shota. So, and it gives him a year to get an opportunity to maybe get another bite at the apple at the end of this thing.
Or get away and go back to Japan after one more year, maximizing what he can. You know, run away after one more season to be like, you know, this is all I really wanted to do in the first place, is just come over here for 3 years of my life, make some money and give it a shot, you know?
Show I belong in the big leagues. And he's been a solid big league pitcher.
Really good up until the second half of the year. Like, surprisingly really, really good and delightful. You know, a delightful presence and all of that. It's just, it doesn't, I mean, look, and part of this is me. Like, I just don't think he fits the profile of what your rotation needs to take a leap forward as a ball club. I just really don't think he fits it anymore, especially with the possibility of Justin Steele coming back in like the first month of the season or so.
Well, too bad, because now they're paying him more than anyone on average, right?
Yes.
Is there anyone making more than him per year?
No, not in that rotation.
There it is. And again, if you're Tom, it's like, wait, as it stands right now, before they do anything else, the guy that you were scared to pitch now makes more money than he made last year. He makes 50% more than he made last year and more money than everyone else in our rotation. The math isn't mathing for me. If I'm Tom, I have some very hard questions for Cubs baseball operations. If I'm Tom Ricketts and being like, how did we end up here, fellas? Explain to me how this ended up happening with this player.
I understand completely where you're coming from, Lawrence. And, you know, our old colleague, George Hoffman, with the reporting on this, it should be said that Sahadev Sharma, Patrick Mooney, and others have said that this was not a surprise, and that they are indeed still looking for another top starter. I hope they are looking for another top starter. I suspect that they still might sign one, okay, but I think this does preclude them from adding another big money target after that, whether it was going to be a bullpen person or, you know me, I want a money offensive person. I want a Eugenio Suarez over at third base and let Matt Shaw be depth and let Suarez DH sometimes and do that. Like, go ahead and add yourself 35 homers with the guy who has homered more at Wrigley than any other active player who's not a Cub. Go ahead and get that guy. I think that is not going to happen. I think offensively they're going to run it back because of this in part. That pisses me off.
Logically speaks, it doesn't make sense. It truly doesn't. Like, when you really start to think about the numbers part of this, for example, if I said to you, Shota becomes a free agent, like free and clear, he's a free agent, and the Cubs sign him for 2 years, $30 million, which is what his salary would have been if he had accepted the one-year deal, right? The option. 2 years, $30 million with Shota at 15 per, sounds terrific for a fifth starter. To then give him a raise, like, you gave him a raise because you thought that you were going to get something back in return. There couldn't have been anyone in the Cubs baseball operations that thought that giving Shota a raise was the right thing to do. Standing pat at that number, I understand. And maybe a nominal raise is fine. But a 50% raise, that logic just doesn't work. They had to have been surprised by this. And maybe they're doing damage control, and maybe the people around baseball will tell you that they totally expected this to be the case. That would be bad accounting if that's what the Cubs ended up doing. If they looked at this and said, you know what, not on merit, we should totally give him a 50% raise. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. He's Lawrence Holmes. It's Spiegel and Holmes right here on The Score. We'll be following this story and checking in on everything. Lots of Bears stuff coming up for you. Mark Grody at 4 o'clock with the latest from the coordinators. It's a Wani Thursday, but coming up next, there is another rivalry in the coaching ranks for the two teams playing on Sunday. It's time we discuss it on Spiegel and Holmes next on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We're cooking with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on The Score.
You know, there's a lot of factors that cause you to not be successful. And as we watch this touchdown.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Jamal Williams with his first touchdown of the season, and that's the rivalry, right? It looked like a knee. And the Saints score a touchdown with 1:10 to go.
That is amazing. Dennis Allen, Dennis Allen gives no cares at all.
Wow.
I'm sure that
it'll be like baseball retaliation at some point, right? You know, next year that'll carry over.
Got some bad blood going on here, huh?
Dude, that was January of 2024. I had forgotten that these two have a history. Talking about the offensive coordinator for Pittsburgh, Arthur Smith, and the defensive coordinator for your Chicago Bears, Dennis Allen. Score was 48-17. The Saints beat the pants off the Atlanta Falcons that day. Dude, it was 41-17 in the final moments when Dennis Allen had apparently told his team to take a knee, okay? And they didn't. Jameis Winston, Saints quarterback, Jameis Winston handed the ball to Jamal Williams to get a touchdown. Here's how it sounded at the end of that game.
That's the final play of the game and maybe the final game of Calais Campbell's career. Oh, and Arthur Smith's hot that Dennis Allen scored a touchdown at the end. He is hot. He said, "What are you doing?" And he's going at Dennis Allen. You can read his lips and you know. And I think he's got a right, by the way, to do that. The Saints did not need to score a touchdown there at the end. And clearly Arthur Smith feels the same way.
man. This stuff happens all the time, right? In college,
yeah,
it happens all the time.
I go back and forth on how I feel about this.
I understand.
There's a part of me that's like, look, you could have stopped them at any time. Even on that play, you could have stopped them from scoring a touchdown. But then you've got I'm imagining that with chaos agent that you have at quarterback, Jameis, that he might have just gone in the huddle and be like, no, we're going to keep going. We're just going to keep going.
I think that's what happened, but Arthur Smith didn't know any of that, so he pitches a fit. He pitches a fit there at after the game, and then in post-game, talking to reporters, Arthur described his thoughts.
Like I said, nobody wants to end the season like that, but credit to them. They made the play, certainly the second half. Got out of hand. You can do whatever you want. I just gave him my opinion about it, but it doesn't take away the fact that they beat us in that second half. They took advantage of our turnovers, and they hit some shots.
Yeah, they did, Arthur.
A lot of shots.
Big pile of shots. So look, Dennis Allen, when it came time to talk, who did he side with? This has vibes to me of like when Tony La Russa apologized to Rocco Baldelli.
Yes.
After, what was his name? I always forget his name.
Yermin Mercedes.
Thank you. After the Yerminator.
Had
hit the home run against, who's the guy that he hit it against? I loved that guy.
Astudillo.
Williams Astudillo. Yes.
La Tortuga.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you.
It's that guy Williams.
So here's Dennis Allen, coach of the Saints, when confronted with this situation after that game in January of 24.
That's not who we are. That's not how we operate. We should have taken a knee. So I want to apologize to them. Because, look, we're all like it's we got a good rivalry and it's a heated rivalry. But there's a way we go about doing our business, and I wasn't happy about that. So
could you clarify what happened?
We should have taken a knee right there. They asked me about getting Jamal a touchdown at the end. I said I wanted to take a knee. We put victory out there, and the guys kind of wanted to get him a touchdown, and they did that on their own. That's unacceptable.
So Arthur seemed pretty upset after
he should be. That he should be. He should be.
And that's what the on field issue.
That's what it was.
Is that the quarterback's responsibility there, Coach?
Look, I think there was a lot of guys that wanted to get Jamal his touchdown. And honestly, I'm not sure exactly what was going on behind that, but other than they wanted him to score a touchdown. So let's move on. Let's go to something else.
Wow. You know what? I don't think there is bad blood between Arthur Smith and Dennis Allen. Sounds like Dennis Allen took Arthur Smith's side, actually, right away.
There's bad blood between Dennis Allen and Jameis Winston.
We should have covered it during Giants week. We should have covered it. That's right.
Yeah, because you know Jameis was like, man, forget what Coach is talking about. We're about to get Jamal into the end zone. Let's get it, fellas. Let's eat this dub right now. This victory sounds, it tastes great.
Dude, Jameis after the game said it was a team decision. So it was a team decision. They did that in opposition to their coach. No surprise that whole thing fell apart thereafter.
Yeah, maybe that was the beginning of the end for Dennis Allen.
I think so.
You've got a guy that's not going to be there, that is in charge of everything and doing all the stuff that – oh, man. But okay, so let me ask you this.
Yes.
And it's Aaron Rodgers this week. But the Packers are coming up in a game that has been flexed, right? 3:25 is when the first Packers game is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, if it's the Packers or Bears fans, Matt, that if they have a chance to run up the score, are they mad if the Bears run up the score? I imagine no.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. Like, in the NFL – I remember thinking that in the NFL, I don't know. Like, I remember when Belichick was doing all this kind of stuff, and I remember Belichick saying, And I agreed with it. Like, it's professional football. We're gonna do whatever we need to do. But it does seem to come up fairly often. It just came up this past weekend. Was it a college game that it came up this past weekend? I'm trying to remember. I literally just read a story about it. I think it was one of the well, college
in the college games this weekend. You're worried about the police that are with the coaches bothering players in the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
That's what was going on in colleges. But my whole thing is, I think that Dennis went too far. I think that he can stop short in that moment and be like, that's not who we want to be, without giving the implication that there was a full-blooded mutiny like going on in his locker room that was perpetrated by his quarterback.
Yeah.
I think that's probably a bridge too far.
Yeah, admitting that. Well, here's the thing. We apologize to Arthur because I have absolutely no control of my team.
That's the type of stuff that'll have you watching the Bears at home on Thanksgiving, you know?
Because that's true. What ended up happening. That Dennis sat out a game and he was watching the Bears fall apart on Thanksgiving. And it was like, oh, that's interesting. I wonder if that job's going to become available.
But you're right to link it to the Yerminator.
Yeah, doesn't it feel similar to that? Mistake.
Yeah, and I hated
you guys
that.
Are zooming, so you're not at the ballpark. If you had been at the ballpark, just about the time the guy started making the pitch, I took several steps from the dugout onto the field yelling, take, take, take. Because just the way he was set up, it looked to me like he was going to swing. And the whole time he's around the bases, I'm out there and I was upset because that's not a time to swing 3-0. And, I happened to look over there and I know the Twins knew that I was upset. You know, Joe would give him the take sign. I just think, but he missed a 3-0 hit sign with that kind of lead. That's just, it's not the order. That's just sportsmanship and respect for the game and respect for your opponent.
That man decided to be the baseball police on his own damn team.
That was one of the many moments where you go, oh, this is falling apart. Like this is falling apart. And these are all the things that you feared, where the other moment was him not knowing the rules and James Fegan having to explain baseball to him, which was not great.
No.
For a Hall of Fame baseball person guy.
No.
Not great. But that moment, it feels like that's when
that was it.
It really starts to tear apart.
It really did, because I remember saying that off season prior when Rick Hahn had the hostage look on his face as he proudly announced the hire. It was like, all right, Tony's got to be a coattail rider on the culture of that team, and he was. That moment was like, oh no. He's not being the coattail rider on the culture. And then remember there was video on the plane thereafter of like Tim Anderson trying to hold everybody together and kind of laughing at his own manager at the time. And they all tried to laugh it off because they were happy after a win. And the manager told them they shouldn't be happy. And they're in the back of the plane like, oof.
We love home runs here.
Man.
And then there was the falling asleep in the dugout.
Oh,
there's a lot of stuff. There was a lot of stuff that
it's unfortunate.
It didn't go great. Are the Bears going to take on Aaron Rodgers this weekend?
We need to follow up on that. We need to figure that out. I think it's important for us to figure that out. Alex, you take it.
All right, I have a question for you guys.
All right,
relating to this Arthur Smith, Arthur Smith and Dennis Allen thing. What's more embarrassing? What's more embarrassing? Dennis Allen admitting that there was a mutiny with his own team.
Yes.
Or Arthur Smith crashing out about a Dennis Allen head coach team running up the score on you. Like, what's more embarrassing?
I think Dennis is more embarrassing.
Now that with the full context, I think he's fine if he says, this is not how we want to play, and we'll just leave it at that. It's internal. We'll figure it out. Instead of, no, you know what? It was probably the quarterback. The team wanted Jamal to get a touchdown, and we just decided to not follow any of the rules that I set for this team.
Yeah,
as the head coach,
I agree that is the most embarrassing. And Texter says, sometimes I forget that the whole Tony La Russa experience actually happened. I forget that.
No, seriously, like when we get like listening to that, it was like hearing it for the first time. Because when I think of like 2021 Sox and winning 90 plus games, winning the division, going to the postseason, TA walking it off, just fun.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've blocked out a lot of the Tony stuff. thankfully, you know. But here
I saw him this weekend.
You did? Where was that? In Arizona.
He does like a charity event out here with all of his baseball friends, and it's for a great cause. I think it's for like first responders, and I was like, oh, it's Tony La Russa on the TV. Hmm. I was like, look at that.
There you go. Good for him.
I'm guessing you know the rules.
Man out here. When we come back, let's talk about whether or not you're getting Rodgers or Rudolph, the quarterback, not the reindeer. Because it is the holiday season. As Spiro Dedas taught us, it is the holiday season, and that's very important. We'll discuss all of that next here on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I still think he moves around in the pocket well. I don't know that he's creating the plays down the field as much with his legs like he did when he was a little younger, but he throws the ball. He's got a really quick release, gets the ball out of his hands. It's hard to get to him. He gets the ball out of his hands really quickly. He throws the ball accurate, good timing, all those kinds of things. So he plays a cerebral game at the quarterback position, and that's challenging for us.
That's Dennis Allen talking about Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers does play a cerebral game. He's also still one of the fastest guys getting the ball out of his hands in the NFL. And that's exactly where you'd love to see Caleb get eventually. But is Aaron Rodgers going to play? The answer is we don't know.
We don't know. He's listed as a limited participant today. There was video out there of him with some kind of brace or stabilizer. Tanny was looking at it. Tanny breaks down a lot of films, like the Zapruder film and this one.
Yeah, I tried. Yeah. It looked like one of those things that people wear when they're bowling.
Like the wrist stabilizer thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like there, some people were calling it a brace, looked like could have been a soft cast. Don't know for sure.
He's going to play with something like that on his hand if he goes out there and plays. He's going to need the support. He, like Tanny said, he's going to need it to be stabilized. So it'll be interesting. It's getting ready for this. I there's no real it's not like you're getting ready for one quarterback and then the other quarterback is like a fast guy, like a guy, a Justin Fields type dude.
Right.
Whatever you are going to run against Aaron Rodgers, you can run against Mason Rudolph.
I agree. But it is the third straight week that the Bears don't know exactly what quarterback they're getting on Sunday. That's an odd space to be in. But to your point, it's not a very different not a very different one stylistically. A couple things on this. Number one, I keep thinking about what Kurt Warner told us the other day about he's like, oh, yeah, I've played with broken bones in both of my hands and both of my wrists. He's like, yeah, whatever. I've handed the ball off with the other hand. And there's video out there of Kurt like handing the ball off with his right hand, like in the wrong direction, and his left hand, like, so I don't know what game it was, but like reaching across his body to hand the ball off backwards to accommodate whatever hand. So Kurt was like, oh yeah, he's playing. Oh yeah, that's the first thing.
I would imagine that he's playing too. And one of the things that Mike Tomlin said that I think is important when we talk about this discussion is it's not like Aaron needs reps. This is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. There isn't going to be a ton that you can throw at him that he has not seen. So he's I'm sure, familiar with the personnel, and he'll do the work inside the building that he needs to do to get himself ready.
I'm sure that he will. And then to your point that you said about he's still one of the fastest in time to throw, I really hate that the listener reminded me of that game when his knee was hurt. Khalil Mack's debut game when he dominated the Packers and the Bears were up 20-0 in the second half. Because I remember it so clearly that Aaron got rid of the ball quicker in the second half. I mean, it's like he neutralized him. He completely neutralized a pass rush that was dominating them by throwing it before his receivers got out of the break, and maybe they adjusted their patterns a little bit, but he didn't get touched in the second half on a bad knee and threw three touchdown passes. So it's like I could see Aaron all week talking about, well, let's just do quick stuff. Let's just do quick stuff, and I'll just pick him apart with quick stuff and him possibly being able to do that, and then I would hate life.
You would hate life if he's able to do that against the Bears?
Yeah, man.
Well, it's interesting, though, because like, I'm sure we all watched the Cowboys game, Steelers-Cowboys against Micah Parsons when they try to get the quick game going when Micah Parsons was in their backfield the whole night. It didn't look so good for the Steelers. So I know the Bears have no one like Micah Parsons. Obviously, that's a big difference. But when they tried to get the quick game going, they couldn't really get it going.
And to circle back to what Speaks was talking about a few weeks ago, it was Khalil Mack with the Chargers that got after Aaron Rodgers pretty good too. So you know, history repeats itself. I think he may have gotten him for a safety in that game, if I'm remembering it right. But anyway, yeah, that's why you heard me talking about might be worth it early in the game to take that 15 yards.
Absolutely.
We just want to shove you.
Yeah.
We just want you to have to hit the ground and brace yourself.
Sorry, guys. Our gentleman executive producer here, Alex Kuhn, does not like that type of ideology, because I was saying the same thing.
I was just asking. Like,
what?
I've just heard a lot of people making those references.
You don't like it?
I didn't say that. I was just wondering. I was curious. What? Is that a thing?
No, but it's,
what were you curious about,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, well, it sounds like you got some Tony La Russa in there. You want to take the other side? You got some Dennis Allen in with Arthur Smith. You want to take the other side?
Are you ready to apologize to the Steelers,
Dennis Allen,
Alex?
Cool.
Yeah. Like, oh, sorry, Mr. Tomlin. Sorry, Mr. Tomlin. I'm Alex Kuhn, and I don't believe the Bears should do that.
Should Montez Sweat rush the edge with, like, ice for his wrist? Like, you know, maybe set up a little hot tub back there for him?
Yeah, I like it. Dominique Robinson with another wrist brace. Here you go. Here's one, just in case you need
one. This one matches your eyes, Aaron.
Yeah, here's one for you as you get up. Yeah. Put it on, because we're going to try and knock you down.
Oh, right. No, let me help you up. Oh, not with that hand. No, I understand.
No. The other one. Uh-huh. Give me the other one.
Is that what you want,
Alex?
I'll
help you up with that.
My God. Soft around here. It's unbelievable. Yeah, no, you're right.
Send our guy Jalen on a corner blitz, maybe?
See, now, he might play. Dude, I can't wait to talk to Grody at the top of the hour. He is chock full of Bears sound goodness. But Mason Rudolph, who might play, was saying that Rodgers, he might have known what he was doing. Oh, really, Mason? He might have known what he was doing when he said, can we just let bygones be bygones, you old HJ? Here's Mason Rudolph on air.
My mindset is if I to be ready if I need to play.
We asked Aaron about you earlier. He said that you're a troll and that you have like a list of jokes that you have to get off at every meeting. What is the relationship like from your perspective?
It's pretty harsh coming from a troll himself, but... He is, I think I do have a list of, well, I don't make a list, but we've got a good healthy banter, all of us in the quarterback room each and every day. And it's been one of the most fun rooms I've ever been a part of. So we keep it light, and there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of material out there for me to, you know, to use. So he's at a little bit of a disadvantage because I don't have the paparazzi waiting outside my house in Malibu every day. So
what's your favorite material to use on him?
Probably nothing. I don't know. I think there's a lot of good stuff. What's PG? I would say, I don't think there's anything. You know, he's got a very storied, you know, he's a big plant medicine guy. And so, we were curious about learning about, you know, that and his experiences and where he's been. A great story about him getting out of, I believe it was Peru, right before COVID lockdowns. He was like the last plant out during a trip for ayahuasca. So that was a fun listen.
Wow, that's Mason Rudolph for about 40 seconds deciding what he can share from the stuff he gives Aaron Rodgers the business about.
You can book it, Rodgers and Rudolph 2032. Think I'm joking?
Oh,
I'm really not.
Oh man, no, you're probably not. You're probably not. But I love that he calls Aaron a troll. That's the thing about that stuff yesterday. We're like, can't we let bygones be bygones? No, we can't. You bag, which is why Tanny's Open was great. It's freaking great.
Well, it would be different if he meant it, and there wasn't, evidence from this summer of him trolling the Bears and Bears fan.
Yeah.
It would be different if he was like, man, you know, this has been, and maybe at the end, maybe, but I don't even think then. I think that even when he's done, because he's played so well against the Bears, it will always be in his bag. It's always there in case someone says something to him.
Yes.
That he gets to talk about ownership of the Bears.
Yes, he does. He always will get to do it. And he'll always have an entire Bears fan base, except Alex Kuhn, who wants him damaged, you know, as he plays as he plays football.
I didn't realize Alex was such an Aaron Rodgers stan.
Big fan. Always have been.
Really is. Really
surprised
is.
Me a little bit. Yeah. When we
such
come
a
back,
visionary. Mark,
yes, with the ayahuasca.
Uh-huh.
Mark Grody has got a Bears hit. We haven't had a Mark Grody Bears hit this week, have we?
It's too long. No, I don't like it.
That is too damn long to not talk with Groats. So Groats has got all sorts of stuff because a lot of people talk today, and you don't want to miss it. Why? Because it's next here on The Score.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.